Jordan, it's Tuesday night, which means it's Academy training night here at Maesteg. Tell us why you are here this evening.
I was just asked by Andy to come down and have a look at the lads and join him in the session. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what the younger lads have got to offer.
You came through the ranks at Wrexham and then Fulham. What sort of experience was that for you, and what similarities do you see now between those two academies and our own?
Well, yeah, I was young when I was at Wrexham, so that's probably more of a similarity to here. Obviously, the Fulham experience was crazy. Like it was massive for me growing up, and it changed like the way I play football, and was like a massive learning curve, and I learned so much, and it's made me the player I am today. The similarities between here and obviously the Wrexham link is just like the players are all obviously enthusiastic, the coaches are good. I know that the sessions they put on are fun, and that's the main thing really when you're so young, sort of 10, 11 coming through at an academy, is to enjoy the football.
Obviously, we would like to see as many players from the academy come through into the first team as possible. Josh Jones, currently one of the under-19s, is training with the first team, and he's been on the bench a couple of times.
Yeah.
What advice would you give? Would you have for players in the academy who want to play for the first team in the future?
Just keep focused, keep working hard, and playing well. And obviously, a chance will come. You see that with Josh training with us all the time now. He's obviously been playing well for the 19s. And he's got his chance. So yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. Do what you're good at. And always have a good attitude as well.
Back to the first team. You've missed the last few games, but back in action on Friday at TNS. How is it to be back playing after a few weeks out?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's good to be back in the team after a few weeks out. And it's obviously frustrating being on the sidelines and stuff. So, no, it's good to get back on the pitch and get some minutes in my legs. Hopefully I can push on now for the end of the season and play a big part.
What do you make of Town's performance overall at TNS?
I thought we were okay in patches, but I didn't think we were at the level that you sort of have to be at to play TNS. I think when you play TNS, you've got to have a really good day and a little bit of luck maybe as well. And I don't think we really rose to that level. There were still a few glimpses, but I feel we can be a lot better standard.
We have 5 important games coming up now, starting with Connors Quay on Friday. How is the squad? Do you approach these next 5 games?
Just the same as we have in the last sort of couple of months, where we've been on like an unbelievable run. I mean, we've only lost 2 games in recent times, and they were both to TNS. So I don't think we've got anyone to fear in this league, and the way we've approached every other game is obviously working. So. Yeah, I think we'll just keep going the way we are, and we know how important these next few games are, and yeah.
Tonight, Chris and Ashley are both in the Wales squad to face England. You've represented Wales at under 21 level. How much of an honour is it to play for your country, and how do you think they will both get on tonight?
Yeah, massive. Yeah, like that was one of the biggest things in my sort of short career so far, like playing for my country at under 21 level. That was very, very proud, and obviously wearing the shirt and singing the anthem and that before kickoff is proper sort of surreal moment. I think Chris and Ash will be 2 massive players for that squad. Obviously they've been sort of marquee players for the Welsh Premier League over the years, and I think they'll both be alright tonight, and hopefully they'll get the win.
Thank you, Joe.